The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Guess what? Some new information. Yeah. Some of the old information. Yeah. And Mona and Dan, here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most astounding, incredible, beautiful products, formulas, original, just by just for Alive and Well, and with organically produced, put together in a magnificent manner. I'm getting it all right. Yeah, and all kinds of great proteins and all kinds of great choices for you. And don't let's ever forget that the expression of our fanatic organicism. Okay, we are fanatic organics, and that's why we have the fanatic organic fabulous broth cafe at Alive and Well. And when we say the word broth, we mean the broad spectrum broth, and that is every kind of food you can imagine, whether it's vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian. It's organic across the boards. Whether it's chicken, it's organic chicken. Meat, organic meat. It's vegan, all the vegan choices, organic proteins, all organic, and magnificent interaction with the local organic Maui farmers, for which we show an incredible gratitude, and we have a great article to share with you about what's happening here in Maui. And the organic farmers, every day, the organic produce brought in prolifically, right, dear? And it's juiced and used. The vegetables are used for all of our recipes. High concentration, juicing, everything. You got it.
And the broth ain't just soup, folks. It is broth.
That's why I said broad spectrum broth.
Okay.
Broad spectrum.
And it's from Vortex Water.
That's
right.
We
only serve Vortex Water, whether it's the broth in the broth or whether it's the coffee or the tea. Any water product that's made in the broth cafe is made with the Vortex Water, the rejuvenated Alive and Well water. That's what they should have called that.
That's what? The Alive and Well Rejuvenating Vortex Water. Because there's so many fantastic benefits to that. Absolutely.
I don't know why they call it Vortex. It should be called Alive and Well Water.
And it makes you alive and well. It's free of the impurities,
right,
loaded with the oxygen, and has a whole lot of background for that. But remembering the variety of the choices that you have. We have and a lovely setup at that broth cafe. Beautiful marble, circular table around there, beautiful chairs. Everybody can sit and eat and have a great time, but it's organic across the boards and interaction with the local Maui organic farmers. And we're going to read an article that came out in the Maui Times in this December, okay? And called Caring for the Land, Organic Landscaping, okay? And this is from the newspaper Maui Times. I'm quoting, and we're going to be sharing it with Dennis. A professor visiting a school gave a talk on how pesticides, that's poisonous, toxic insecticides, act as endocrine disruptors, chemicals that act much like hormones in both animals and plants. His research showed elevated levels of cancer in workers at lawn care companies that were using pesticides. Later that year, a graduate student presented how atrazine, an endocrine-disrupting herbicide, poison, banned in Hawaii in 2020, causes male frogs to develop as females. We don't have to get into that commentary. In both cases, non-lethal levels, often levels that are difficult to even detect in the environment, can alter developmental pathways, cause tumors, trigger diseases such as cancer, and actually even change sex.
Well, there's I don't know what's going on with the frogs in this world, but males, human males, have less testosterone and less sperm count in this day and age than they had 50 years
That's
ago.
That's right, and they're attributing.
About 40% less, okay? So you're 40% of the male that you would have been 40 years ago.
And look at that's what they're calling it when they say endocrine disruptors, chemicals that act like hormones in, you know, beings. Research increasingly highlights, this is again, I'm reading from the Maui Times. Research increasingly highlights the health and environmental problems with synthetic pesticides, which includes the ICIDE categories, such as herbicide, insecticide, fungicide, as the dangers of chemicals that act as artificial hormones in our bodies and environment come into focus. There has been a swelling interest in Maui and around the world in caring for the land using more sustainable organic methods. Could you pick that up right here, Den?
Oh, baby, will I?
More organic, just what we've been saying to you, more organic, sustainable methods.
Okay, going on with the article verbatim, folks. At the root of organic growing processes is soil health. Applying conventional herbicides and pesticides results in loss of soil function with very low levels of soil bacteria and fungi and protozoans, those single-celled organisms. While fewer bacteria might seem like a good thing, the community of soil microorganisms is what supports the breakdown of organic waste, lawn cuttings, fallen leaves, etc., and slowly releases the nutrients in those components that plants can then utilize as fertilizer. That's the old-fashioned way of doing it from God knows when. This healthy soil holds water better as well.
Yes, this is critically important, and I'm thrilled that the Maui News came out with this. It's a very long article, and here Maui has the strongest organic policy, they say, for public lands, but there is more to do. Atrazine says, this is the professionals in the Maui Times, the herbicide that castrates frogs has been banned by the European Union, okay, since 2003. It was only banned statewide in Hawaii and U.S. territories in 2020 and is still legal in the rest of the country. Hopefully, as organic and chemical-free landscaping and gardening continue to become more mainstream, it will become clear that the expense, danger, and ecological consequences of synthetic chemicals-based landscaping are not worth it. Care for the land, and the land will care for you. Melama Aina. That's what this is the article. It's a great thing. We have said this repeatedly. This is Dennis and Mona talking. We've said this repeatedly. And again, when you come to Alive and Well, when you eat those foods there and all, it's organic across the boards and in every conceivable way using the local organic Maui produce brought in every day from the organic farmers. We have to support that for the land and for ourselves and for the benefits of ourselves, our children. There's endless articles about what these pesticides do to ourselves, our children, the babies, pregnancy, you name it, in every conceivable form. Correct, Den?
Correct, Den. Every step of the way.
Every step of the way. Well, here's a dance step for us. Definitely a dance step.
You had to say that, didn't you?
I had to say
you
that.
You had to say dance.
And we're reporting about this lady. So here we go. This is a report about a lady and different stories. Not long ago, Rita Levi Maltaccini, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Rita Levi Maltaccini celebrated her 103rd birthday. During the festivities, she made a speech. And in that speech, she said, quote, "My mental capacity is greater today than when I was 20. Woo, Rita!
Come on.
And we're going to read a bit. I'll hand it over to you, hon. Rita was no ordinary senior citizen. She was a famous doctor. Woo! Who devoted her life to studying the human brain. In fact, her brain discoveries were so important that they earned her the Nobel Prize in Medicine. The nutrients, the correct nutrients she was talking about, showed that taking the right nutrients gave nerve regeneration, she called it nerve growth factor, to the brain. And she said when this regeneration happens in the brain, it reverses age-related memory loss and cognitive decline. It helps with the survival and maintenance of brain cells, protects and repairs damaged brain cells, and prevents your brain from shrinking as you get older. Okay? So this was all the things that she discovered. And then in the reports, and there's a lot of these reports then, okay? All right? I'm going to read one and then give it over to you, all right? She talks about the superstars, she and the scientists. They give you the different scientists. In Italian medical study, 170 patients aged 55 to 80 were given a supplement to take daily. After 3 months, they saw their memory and learning ability improve by a whopping 44% in the Italian medical study. What's more, they also improved their speech and word association skills. That's why I always take that. Saw that years ago. It's called PS, postscript. No, the PS, I should say at the end of a letter. No, phosphatidylserine. PS, or phosphatidylserine, is a building block of cell membranes. It maintains healthy cell membranes so your brain cells can communicate efficiently. It speeds up your brain so you feel sharper, focus better, and think quicker, even more stunning. And here's the study. In a study performed jointly, that's both of these universities, Stanford and Vanderbilt universities, scientists tested PS, phosphatidylserine, on 149 patients with memory loss. They had the patients perform various memory tests. Then they gave half the patients PS and half a dummy pill. Well, now, let me stop right there. I guess we know that the dummy pill can make you much dummier. After 12 weeks, they had the patients do the tests again. I'll give this to you in a minute. Result, those who took phosphatidylserine saw a huge improvement in their memory, learning, and cognition. They could remember the names and faces of people they met for the first time, find misplaced objects quickly, and recall telephone numbers easily. They could even recall entire paragraphs from memory. But here's something even more surprising. While the average age of the patients was 64, the results showed that they then had a mental capacity of age 52. That means their brains were 12 years younger than their actual age. And, okay, so they actually said in overall 63 clinical studies and 2,800 research papers show that PS restores memory, lifts mood, and boosts mental performance. Then, do you remember, it was years and years and years ago that we were working with the top nutritionist in Florida. We were the top, Jeff Donegan. And we did radio with him and everything. And he showed us the documents about what scientists had done with phosphatidylserine and showed that those with memory loss, they showed the pictures of the brains they took. It was like dark black with areas of dark blue. But after just 3 months of when they tested it again of using the phosphatidylserine, that natural nutrient, the brain was bright orange, bright yellow, all kinds of activity and recharging of the brain in many areas. So it's been a major thing for me. And here's the next brain thing that's incredible. It
restores neurotransmitter activity and the natural oil balance in the brain.
Right. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Okay, so many drugs, so many medications neutralize the very basic function of brain metabolism.
Yes, they do.
And people get what they get.
And the next superstar, the big superstar, go ahead.
You may have heard of L-carnitine. Oh, I love this. It's an amino acid that helps your body produce more energy. It energizes your heart and your lungs and your liver and everywhere in your body. Turning the page here, folks.
Yes,
hang on one second.
Yes, you will, right on.
But the problem is, L-carnitine cannot cross the blood-brain barrier.
Okay, star player.
Here's what we've talked about a million times. The brain has a protective barrier. It only lets in what it wants in, which is going to be beneficial. So, to boost energy in your brain, you need another form of L-carnitine. And we've talked about this several times in the past. The more efficient form is called acetyl-L-carnitine.
ALC, acetyl-L-carnitine. Let's hear the dance and singing to that for the Alive and Well acetyl-L-carnitine.
And we have it under our own label. We found the organic source. Acetyl-L-carnitine is able to get inside your brain and give your brain an invigorating energy and rejuvenation boost.
Wow.
The efficacy of acetyl-L-carnitine has been proven in over 21 double-blind studies. And in a standard study, patients with serious mental decline became less forgetful after taking acetyl-L-carnitine. In another study, patients who took acetyl-L-carnitine performed 2.8 times better on mental tests than those taking a placebo.
That's 280% better.
Mm-hmm. In yet another study, patients over 100 years old were given acetyl-L-carnitine daily. All of these patients had memory problems, plus they also suffered from fatigue and muscle weakness. But after taking acetyl-L-carnitine, they not only improved their mental functions, but also they had more energy, stronger muscles, and less body fat. That's incredible for these 100-year-old people. Acetyl-L-carnitine works so well that these 100-year-olds with severe mental fatigue, imagine what it could do for you. And get a generous 250 milligrams of ALC in your dose.
Can I give can I give an amazing thing that's going on right now?
I would, but let's not get locked into 250 milligrams.
No, I want you to talk about what's going on. Do you know what Santa Claus is going to do this year?
Santa Claus.
Do you know what he's going to do? He's going to change his name. Santa Acetyl Claus. Acetyl Claus.
And that's the best bag of tricks he could ever get.
That's exactly right. He's dancing all over. He's got this big white beard and everything else like that, and maybe it's frosty and everything else like, but what makes him dance and sing and able to do his work? Santa Acetyl Claus.
It's not Coca-Cola ads anymore. It's acetyl-L-carnitine.
That's right, and then every day is a Santa Acetyl Claus day, every day of the year. Go ahead.
Okay. In yet another study, patients over 100 years old were given acetyl-L-carnitine daily. All of these patients had memory problems, plus they also suffered from fatigue and muscle weakness. But after taking acetyl-L-carnitine, they not only improved their mental functions, but also had more energy, stronger muscles, less body fat. That's incredible for 100-year-olds.
And you don't have to wait till you're 100 years old to do this. You could do it at all ages, right, dear?
Because if you wait till you're 100, you may forget to do it.
That's exactly right. You don't have to wait till you're 100. You can do this, and even Gary's laughing at that one. And he's dancing, hearing that too, absolutely. So that is so thrilling. And again, just like they're saying, it has a host of benefits, But again, passes the blood-brain barrier. It's a nutrient, and it passes the blood-brain barrier and charges up the battery over there.
And your entire central nervous system. Now, may I suggest you might also give consideration when you're taking acetyl-L-carnitine to accompany that with a dosage of brain power. Brain power, which also contains our alpha-lipoic acid, another major, major brain rejuvenator and neurotransmitter creator. Brain power with the acetyl-L-carnitine is an incredible combination. People who have been using that remark every time they come in, what a wonderful improvement they have in mental alertness, awareness, and memory.
Right, and remember, you know,
and
there
energy,
are
for sure.
Many different facets. Each one of these things has different functions. Remember, a team.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? You think of your sports, and again, I am no sports champion. Den is okay, but I always see the team. Each one has a different function. They're all working together for the different roles they have.
That's right.
And again, what we always have to be. I feel always a compulsion to say what to make everyone aware. All our friends aware of the fact that in Europe, what has been the main thing for brain regeneration? The European doctors, acetyl-L-carnitine. It's one of the main things that they have used for brain regeneration from over 50 years by the European doctors, acetyl L-carnitine.
And it's not a drug.
No, a nutrient.
In no way, it's a nutrient.
Which has benefit, and no downside. Okay? And when you're thinking about benefits and no downside, you know, they're talking about other nutrients. Remember one of the main things reported on always, and we doctors' reports over and over again, is the omega-3, super pure omega-3 fish oils. And here they even say that. Okay, and here's what the doctors have to say about, they talk about how it's so essential for the heart, etc. The super pure EPA and DHA fish oils. And they go on and that the doctors have shown omega-3s have been known to benefit heart health, but it supports whole body. Both EPA and DHA omega-3s, which are from the super pure fish oils, have been shown to benefit brain and eye health in addition to heart and prenatal, et cetera, and joints. And so they go on, though, what they say here about the, they go on for everything, but we're focusing on the brain right now. Your brain, say the doctors, is built up by a large amount of fats. Ooh, Mona has said it, and Dennis too. Because Dennis every once in a while calls Mona fathead.
No, I do not.
You do sometimes.
Never.
You can be a bad boy, and you call me a fathead every once in a while.
I never do that.
And when the boys around me used to...
Whenever I say that, I'm not saying that I don't ever say that, but whenever I say it, I'm complimenting you on your on the ease and facility of the brain function, the way you can flash from one subject to another and leave me completely in the dark of what you're talking about.
Oh, well, then you should do what the boys used to say to me when I was growing up. Most
I
of
know
the
what
nice
they
boys,
said.
They
Woo-hoo.
Would sing Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay, the song Mona Lisa, like Nat King Cole. They would sing it to me, Mona Lisa, and they dance around. So, okay, so maybe you could remember, if you want to say something really complimentary, then sing Mona Lisa and dance around.
Do you mind if I just sing Mona Lisa and leave the dancing to somebody else?
Well, Gary's going to put light matches, you know, for Christmas and everything. They'll light matches under your toes when you do that, which is going to make you dance around the room. Right, Gary? Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Okay, so here the doctors are saying that the EPA and DHA make a significant percentage of the fats in the brain. You can say that omega-3s are an essential for the brain as calcium and other minerals are for your bones. It is now well known that DHA is essential for newborn brain development, but it is essential throughout life. The DHA supports cognitive function by ensuring brain cell activity is maintained at optimal levels. Ensuring an adequate amount of omega-3 EPA and DHA from supplementation ensure lifelong brain health. And it goes on to the eye health, maternity of the child, etc., all kinds of things. But you got to remember it's the super pure omega-3s. Here, dear.
Let me just say this, too.
Flow right ahead.
Because there is so much information about omega-3 being important. Eat seafood, eat salmon, eat sardines, eat oysters, eat seafood that'll help with your omega-3 and your brain function. Yes, that's true. But they say, and it is true, but the minuscule potencies you're getting in a serving of salmon don't really contribute. The research shows that you've got to get a high milligramage of omega-3. EPA and DHA numbers determine the amount of omega-3. But if you're serving one serving of fish a week, or even two or three, you're not getting the high potency that research shows you really need to maintain and create new anti-inflammatory activity in your brain and central nervous system. So you might consider that not only do you have to increase, these physicians recommend supplementation with a product like Super Omega-3, but also if you're using safflower or soy or corn or canola or sesame or peanut or any other hydrogenated vegetable oils, they're neutralizing all the omega-3 you take. It's just that simple.
That's right.
Those pure vegetable oils, they look so tempting because they're golden and they're good for you. No, they're not really. They're good for the food industry. But when you use them, they create anti omega-3 activity. They create inflammation. Super pure omega-3 reduces inflammation.
Exactly.
And
right.
Lubricates your every cell wall in your body.
And you know, these doctors leave this without giving to supportive nutrients. And one of the ones we've known about, even when we were very young and involved in nutrition, and we don't care for the soy extract form because we're anti-soy, but we have the sunflower lecithin. And they even talk about this form of lecithin helps to break down accumulations of coagulated accumulations in the brain, and that so it helps the brain to work better that way. And then they report less senior moments and more flow of healthy blood to the brain with the right form of the lecithin, which is what we carry, you know. Okay, and bacopa is another herb, and we have to applaud the Indians because they have used that to boost their way of thinking and functioning. And there are many studies that have been supportive of that. Bacopa, this herb, we do have that alive and well. And vinpocetine.
Vinpocetine, yes.
An extract from periwinkle. You know, can I just say, the word periwinkle, what does that come? Was it once a, is it, could, maybe it had a Christmas or some kind of holiday thing. Maybe Gary knows, but Gary's not using the mic. Periwinkle. So it is an extract from the periwinkle, but it has a kind of nice name.
It does. It has.
I could almost wish my name were Mona Periwinkle. You know, I like that. It boosts blood flow, improves circulation.
You'll just have to settle with
Jones. It opens up the
You'll
tiny...
just have to settle with Jones, honey.
I'll have to settle with the Jones boy.
Instead of calling you Mona, I could call you Periwinkle Jones.
Periwinkle Jones. I like it. Okay. It opens up the tiny capillaries in your brain, they say. So it gets more oxygen. And going right along with that, so vinpocetine, and don't forget the ginkgo.
And don't forget the brain power. That's an amazing.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to talk about that. I'm ending this here with ginkgo biloba, boosting flow, many studies. Mm-hmm. So you were going to say, you know, what is the sort, a little bit more understanding of the brain power?
The brain power is a major antioxidant. It reduces inflammation systemically, not just in your brain, not just in your eyes and your heart, but it is remarkable in rejuvenating new neurotrophic factor production in your brain. Your brain is a basket of neurons, okay? It's a big handful of neurons, and they have to interact, and inflammation neutralizes the efficiency of their action. It kills them off. Inflammation is fire. But the brain power rejuvenates. It's like a neurotrophic factor creating new neurons, the new communication between cells in your brain, and creation of new mitochondria. You've heard us talk about mitochondria before.
The mitochondria.
Mitochondria. Every cell in your body has mitochondria, but the brain has one of the highest concentrations of mitochondria per cell. The heart, number one, has up to 5,000 mitochondria per cell. The brain has around 2,000, 2,500 mitochondria per cell. And the nutrients in brain power rejuvenate the mitochondrial birthing creation of in every neuron in the brain.
Terrific.
It's phenomenal stuff.
Do you know, I know that I've said it before, and I'm appreciating David Brownstein, MD, and Jonathan Wright, MD, for their intake and publishing a lot of works on this. But what I see all the time, especially at my age, okay, I'm not going to say the numbers, but I get a lot of ladies, some men admit it to you, Den, maybe some admit it to me, but mostly it's women that come and they say, what am I going to do? I have so much more hip fractures. I have so much loss of bone. We talk about the natural progesterone cream, yes, but these two doctors reporting about, and we can respect them, they have high credibility, about vitamin K2, the MK7.
Mm-hmm.
And this the numbers, listen to the numbers. Vitamin K2 is necessary for the formation of the protein osteocalcin, which helps attach calcium to the bones. Vitamin K2, and they cite the studies, supplementation was found to decrease, that's lower, the risk of hip fractures by 77%.
That's a pretty good number.
Vertebral fractures, by 60%, and non-vertebral fractures, that's throughout the whole body, by 81%. Vitamin K deficiency is very common in osteoporotic and osteopenic patients. That means the one that was told they have osteopenia or osteoporotic. Now, can you talk a little bit about the vitamin K2 and how it, what it does for the arteries and the bones?
Well, not only builds the bones, it also helps the rejuvenation of the brain. But here's the scenario as holistic physicians explain it. And that is, vitamin D3 does help in building bone, but it's not a direct calcium rejuvenator. It needs vitamin K2 along with it. So here's the scenario that has been explained to me. And that is that vitamin D3 helps to bring the calcium from your intestines into your blood supply, and then it looks around, in comic book fashion, it looks around for some K2, because the calcium is just going to lay in your arteries and not be properly introduced into bone creation unless it has K2. So taking the K2 along with the vitamin D3 guarantees, if you will, that the calcium is going to be properly utilized and put in the bones where it belongs.
80% less fractures of all types like this? Are we kidding?
And it doesn't build up in your arteries. It doesn't
Never.
Build up
it's
in your
opposite.
Veins.
It's the opposite.
That's right. In fact, whatever calcium you have in your arteries
there.
And veins is picked up by the already is there. That taking the vitamin K2, say holistic physicians, picks up that calcium that's inactive and puts it in the bones where it belongs.
And let us never forget how many top physicians have reported throughout the years that the calcification within the arteries is a main cause of the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, mm-hmm. poor blood flow, heart attacks, killing all these people because of calcification. And here's these two best buddies, the form of D3 in the right potency and the purest purity and the right potency of the MK7K2 working together to take all that calcification out of the arteries, pure, wonderful, marvelous arteries, great heart and health, and putting it in the bones to build up and prevent the fractures by clinical trials reported by Jonathan
That's right.
Wright
That's
and
right.
David Brownstein, MD.
But don't go for a low potency, they say.
No.
Low potency, so much of health, so much of life, so much of everything that we are is an optimal dosage of oxygen, of water. You don't go with one glass of water a day. You need more than that, much more than that. And you need much more of every nutrient in the world than you're going to get in 99% of the vitamin supplements. They give you minimals. And minimal levels are designed by the same group of drug cartel scientists, if you will. They said the minimum daily requirement for a B vitamin, for instance, is 1.3 milligrams or 1.7 milligrams. But the optimal dosage is about 25. Minimal is minimal. You never give minimal of anything you do in your life. Everything you're doing is an optimal level or the maximum level of performance.
That's exactly right.
The minimal is just enough to keep you standing and breathing. And an active adult or child needs much more than that.
Well, Dan, I think that, you know, maybe when I'm sleeping or maybe when I'm exercising or when I think you're on the computer or something else, you're actually in close contact with Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD.
One of my favorites.
Dr. Blaylock, I'm sorry if I'm crossing the line of joking here, but he's saying what you, and giving the background to what he's saying, what you have been saying so many times, and what is that, what expression, a good thing or a good thing bears repeating, a good,
yeah.
something that way. Mm-hmm. It bears repeating because we got to get it into our heads. And Dr. Blaylock cites everything with clinical trials and tells you how important this is. He says, last year we saw 1.7 million new cancer cases and nearly 600,000 deaths. Deaths from cardiovascular disease went over 800,000. Diabetes is out of control with 29 million American current cases, over 1.4 million new cases per year, and over 86 million who have dangerous, quote, pre-diabetic conditions. We have epidemics of obesity, crippling arthritis, rampant allergies, and skyrocketing rates of depression, anxiety, says the doctor, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and ALS. Okay. But why, says the doctor, highlighted, with all of the recent medical breakthroughs and billion-dollar wonder drugs, are we getting sicker and sicker?
Right.
He's highlighting it. Here's the truth your doctor surely won't tell you, says the doctor. Thousands of supermarket and restaurant foods have been poisoned with inflammatory sugars, oils, chemicals, and genetically modified organisms.
I touched on this just a moment ago.
Exactly.
Talking about the omega-6 oils that are in salad oil, in vegetable oil, in safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut. Those oils are omega-6.
That's what he said. That's right. That's what he says. There's poison. These foods include everyday produce that's been sprayed with toxic herbicides and pesticides.
There we go again.
When did you hear Mona and Dennis say it? They include processed foods such as cereals, juices, soups, sauces, vegetable oils, snacks, desserts, and frozen and microwave foods. Can you read this, my dear? Start at the top and go.
Here we go on verbatim, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Even most meat, chicken, pork, and fish has been treated with dangerous additives or raised on inflammation-producing genetically modified organisms such as soy or corn. Chickens and pork are a very good grass-fed or normal diet. Chickens and pork are very healthy. But once they've been fed the soy and the corn, the soy and the corn contains the same chemicals and poisons that your weeds contain, okay? Products such as with inflammatory ingredients now total 30,000 supermarket foods. Go to the supermarket and try to find a food that does not have an inflammatory ingredient. And most restaurants use disease-promoting omega-6 vegetable oils.
There you go, which we don't use it there at
no.
The cafe.
But every deep-fat fried product
unbelievable
is always in one of those omega-6 oils.
And they often use it even if they're sauteing it, okay? You don't use those poisons. We've told everybody that.
Of course you wouldn't eat a food that makes you sick. And that's why this hidden source of disease is so sinister. You never even notice it, says the doctor. But over time, these foods build up chronic inflammation in your body. And that sets the stage for arthritis and cancer and diabetes and heart disease and inflamed bowel and obesity and Alzheimer's disease and dozens more ailments. Fortunately, says the doctor, there's an easy way to identify the disease-causing foods in your supermarket and also at restaurants. And there are certain nutrients you can use to fight and reverse deadly inflammation in your body right now.
Right, and he is, you know, and again, he's talking about how there are certain things that happened, major events in 90, he reaches it back to 97 and 1992, how things happened, and he says a disastrous mistake was based on deception. Here's the shocking truth that's been hidden from you, says the Dr. Blaylock, for too long. For decades, we've been misled by the U.S. government and our medical establishment. We've been, and he highlights this big black writing, we've been deceived by the pharmaceutical industries and our food manufacturers, and the FDA has failed us, Food and Drug Administration. Two monumental things happened in 1977 and 92 that set the stage for the epidemics of disease we've been experiencing for years. We're the sickest civilized nation on earth, and here's why. You were told saturated animal fats and high cholesterol cause heart disease. No, they don't, says the doctor. Here's Dennis. He's quoting you, Den. Excuse me, Lord. Inflammatory sugars, omega-6 vegetable oils, and chemicals and toxins in common foods cause heart disease. Same is true for diabetes and obesity. Today, most cancers are caused by inflammatory sugars, bad fats, chemicals, and GMOs in popular foods. And can you do can you do that summation there, please? From the top.
One more time. You were told, says the doctor, that genetics or bad luck cause crippling arthritis and inflammatory bowel disease. Again, wrong, says Dr. Blaylock. Refined sugars, omega-6 vegetable oils, and chemical food additives and colorings and preservatives lead to those ailments. Poor nutrition and inflammation are also at the root of fibromyalgia and lupus and multiple sclerosis and all of the allergies.
All of the allergies.
Toxic food ingredients also create chronic brain inflammation, which leads to depression and memory loss and Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and ALS.
Yeah.
Say it. My tongue is twisted. ALS and even autism. Inflammation does the damage over time.
That's right. And he is making that point, such as you have been making, about the same foods and how they're and again, you know, here he goes on and he talks about the lie that got this all started. I can't leave the subject without that, because that's his
summation.
Right. He talks about the lie.
Does he mention Ansel Keys?
Yes. And I want you to help read this with me. 1977, when foods turn deadly. That's right. The head of the topic, says the doctor. For our future health, 1977 was a very bad year. That's when our government and medical establishment made their underlying first big mistake. At that time, death by heart attack was at an all-time high, and our government felt a need to do something about it. Here's what happened. A decade earlier, that's 1967, an influential doctor, Ansel Keys.
That's right.
Famous for creating World War II K-rations, had theorized that the consumption of saturated animal fats raised cholesterol, and high cholesterol caused heart disease. Okay? And I'm going to give this to you in a second.
This is one guy.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me just interject something here. He had limited to zero evidence that cholesterol was the problem.
And I'm going to have you read this. Keys was dead wrong, says the doctor, but we didn't learn that until decades later, or at least the researchers did. Our medical establishment, says Dr. Blaylock, controlled by Big Pharma, capitalized, still clings to this false theory, but only because of the massive profits they make on cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. You see, says the doctor, Keys conducted a study of 22 countries, but when he didn't get the results he needed to prove his hypothesis, he cherry-picked 7 countries that did and threw the rest out. So could you do that right here, dear? Read that right here?
Okay.
Right there.
Because Keys?
Yes.
Here it is, word for word again, folks. Because Keys, Dr. Keys, was highly respected at the time, the medical establishment, led by Big Pharma, jumped on his false cholesterol causes heart disease theory. Soon, we had statin drugs for lowering cholesterol, with Big Pharma funding studies that supposedly proved that these drugs significantly lowered heart attack risk, when in the fact their benefit was negligible, and worse, they were killing people, they increased the risk for fatal heart attacks. In 2 big studies sponsored by major drug companies, the actual risk reduction was 1% in one study, and 0.41 of 0.5% in the other study. But they blew that up to 36% and 54% respectively by reporting the relative results among the very small number who suffered a heart attack. The propaganda was swift and pervasive. Headlines raced around the world, producing and proclaiming statin drugs cause heart attack risk by 50%.
Yeah. Okay.
Advertising convinced the public they needed a statin drug, and busy doctors who didn't bother to read the research started prescribing statin drugs like crazy.
And still do, prolifically, number one.
But mathematically, says Dr. Blaylock, the real risk of reduction from both studies averaged just 0.007%.
That's not even one tenth of a percent.
Less than 0.75%.
That's right. Unbelievable.
Sadly, says the doctor, the lobbyist-controlled FDA let the drug companies get away with this gross deception, and statins went on to become the biggest-selling drug in the pharmaceutical history. And what benefit did we get? Zero.
That's right. Okay. Zero benefit, and he just makes this point, and he goes on about all that all the different lies and the dietary guidelines, and were a big mistake.
Keep this in mind,
and
folks.
Now let me just say that he says the statin drugs have seriously harmful side effects, including higher risk for fatal heart attacks, 50% higher rate for heart attack.
Right.
And animal fats and cholesterol are good for you, he say. That truth was hidden. But the big statin lie, he says here and highlights, these government do-gooders actually believe they would save lives by prescribing these drugs. Instead, in big bold, they killed millions. Here's why. Because the manufacturers replaced the animal fats with inflammatory omega-6s, and they put in inflammatory sugars, flavor-enhancing chemicals, and the saturated fats are an important part of a good fat. He's talking about the benefits of even butter and other things like that. And okay, so it goes on and on, epidemics of all kinds of diseases caused by this lie. You were going to say?
Keep in mind, folks, the drug industry developed the anti-statin drugs because of this harebrained doctor, Ansel Keys, said that cholesterol was the problem. Okay, so the drug industry went to work to solve the cholesterol problem by having anti-cholesterol drugs. Well, anti-cholesterol drugs cause diabetes. They also cause dementia. They also cause muscle wasting. They also cause a weak heart. They also cause degeneration of your central nervous system. But why are they produced? Why are they continuing to be produced? Because of the false data originally created years and years and years ago. And then since the drugs are so profitable, the drug industry has convinced the automatons at the Food and Drug Administration that they've got to take cholesterol drugs or people are going
to
die.
And I want you to read his summation. This is his summation on this last page here at the top.
We also have much more depression, says the doctor, much more anxiety, and much more attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and Alzheimer's disease, and dementia, and Parkinson's, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, all linked to brain inflammation. It seems shocking to learn how, had we not made that wrong turn, we could have saved millions of lives and a great deal of human suffering. They also cause muscle wasting.
That's right, rhabdomyolysis. Muscle breakdown and mm-hmm. wasting, and it robs the heart of coenzyme Q10, mm-hmm. because the heart is a muscle, and it needs the leading producer of adenosine triphosphate, which is this muscular energy, is produced by the cardio CoQ10.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that muscle wasting isn't just your arms and your legs, it's your heart.
That's right.
The heart, heart is a muscle. It fires off 100,000 times a day. But using the cholesterol drugs, people get a weaker heart and high blood pressure and more drugs to counteract that particular challenge that's
and
coming up.
And terrible pain from rhabdomyolysis, yep. mm-hmm. which is the muscles breaking down all over your body. Extreme pain.
That's right.
And then they give you all kinds of painkillers and drugs to try to smother that.
And where is our protection with the FDA? Well, they're in the back pocket of the drug cartel.
That's what he says. Just zero, zilch, nada, rien.
It seems shocking to learn this now, says the doctor. Had we not made the wrong turn, we could have saved millions of lives and a great deal of human suffering. But it took time to figure that out, as these diseases take many years to develop. Sadly, our medical establishment and big pharma industry were not about to tell us the truth because they were thrilled with the huge increases in their profits.
That's right.
As we get sicker and sicker, and
it's an evil beyond belief, you know. But I just applaud the great Dr. Russell Blaylock, don't you, dear?
I do indeed.
Go ahead.
And that's why I'm blowing the whistle, says the doctor, on bad drugs and doctors who prescribe bad drugs, on the food industry that's been poisoning us with inflammatory sugars and vegetable fats, chemicals, and GMOs. But let me just say, in an offhand way, a factor to consider. If you're manufacturing a food product, and it's a good food product, but it happens to have butter or other healthy fats in it, some cholesterol, which your body needs for hormone production in your body.
He says that.
If you're manufacturing these products and suddenly the doctors say you can't, these cholesterol is the killer. It's going to kill. It kills, 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 kills. And so what are you going to do as a drug producer, as a food producer? You adjust your recipes to satisfy the latest scientific, they call it, data from Dr. Ansel Keys, the guy who decided that cholesterol was a problem when it wasn't at all.
And thankfully, he has many papers in which he reports about the benefits of organically raised butter and other things like that.
Coconut
and the good
oil,
fats and
olive oil,
absolutely,
avocado oil.
Organically, you know, with the non-heated, untreated, right. Absolutely. He says that, and he reinforces it.
And if you're eating a grass-fed steak, eat the fat, says the doctor, because that's the fat that contains some cholesterol, which you need for your brains and your heart.
That's right, because that's right.
Your heart needs the cholesterol.
Yeah, all of your hormones. He had an article and many other doctors, too, about how cholesterol, in the proper cholesterol that he was speaking of and all, has to do with producing hormones throughout the body.
That's right.
Which it needs in order to function. Male, female, everything, you know?
That's
hormones.
Right.
That's very, very important. Thank you, Dr. Russell Blaylock, for what you're showing. And very important, we have articles, too, about how, and by Dr. McCullough, I can't go into two depths, but I will, and that is the artificial sweeteners, when you're trying to break up, many people go to that because they're not doing this, and Dr. Blaylock, Joseph McCullough, shows how these artificial sweeteners can cause cancer, okay, weight gain, all kind of artificial sweeteners. Can be in all kinds of foods.
Aspartame is a major
That's
one.
Right. And then it shows that these artificial sweeteners trigger beneficial bacteria to become pathogenic. They change them to good guys to bad guys, lower the number of gut bacteria, raise the risk of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, stroke. Artificial sweeteners not only are linked to neurobehavioral changes, depression, headache, poor mood, but also trigger seizures. Good grief. So that's why we've often said too, the importance, how important it is. We've said too how important it is. There are natural sources, just as what like you and I do, you know. Stevia, a plant. It tastes wonderful. I love to put it in organic coffee, or the tea and the herb teas, etc. It's very good for you.
Monk fruit is another, and
monk fruit also. So they're healthy, natural plants that have zero side effects and only benefits, but still
no actual sugar.
No sugar whatsoever, but give the joy and no calories. Mm-hmm. They give the joy and the pleasure without any damaging benefits. And the artificial sweeteners are, again, the toxic, deadly chemicals.
Aspartame.
And you don't want to go to toxic chemicals. You want to go to Alive and Well, which has all the health benefits. We are Fanatic Organics. Do you see now? And thank God how beautiful the county of Maui, going into the support and even writing in the newspaper about how toxic these chemicals can be. When you come to Alive and Well, come to Alive and Well, because Alive and Well supports you and across the boards, whatever the products, and in the magnificent cafe. And you can call the 877-4950, 877-4950 for any one of our amazing benefits. We can give beautiful gifts at this time or any time of the year. Let people get, you know, gift certificates. They can get the things they want. You can go and you can order before and have your parties, have your luncheons made, have your all the beautiful organic foods. Beautiful organic foods. Call the 877-4950. Set up a time. We'd love to sit and talk with you. No charge, not doctors. Share the info.
And this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.